Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Okay. Like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
The right direction.
Thank you. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Robert Kennedy.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Yes, approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every country, in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? We have maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
Mass transit.
Thank you. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree. It should be a felony.
Okay. Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty for at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much in taxes.
Thank you. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I favor them.
Okay, like strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I oppose.
Okay. Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enters this country illegally?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Would you say regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Do you think it's a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem.
Thank you. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individual ages 25 to 45 years old to play?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. Let me see right here. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit card or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, we're at 70% already. We're almost done. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Yes.
Okay, strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And if you have an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? The first one says, abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Or abortion should be illegal in all cases?
Legal in all cases.
Thank you so much. Now, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
I support strongly.
Okay. Strongly, okay. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes, only will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, Independent, / other?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote? For U.S. Senate, if the candidates were Angela Olsobrooks and David Trone?
David Trone.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to review the profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently county executive in Prince George County, Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. And candidate A is a 68-year-old man. It's a white male. He's currently a member of Congress, D.C., representing Maryland's 6th district. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. If the election were held today, would you vote for candidate B or candidate A?
Hey.
Okay, thank you so much. The race you identify with, is it white, African-American, other?
White.
Thank you so much. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, any other?
Other.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And the gender you identify with?
Female.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is concluding the survey. Thank you so much for your participation and time. Have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.